Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
I don't even know where to start on this story. Just when you think it's crazy enough talking about race in this country, we find out that trees have ethnicity. Trees. Who knew that you white folks were living around black trees all your lives here? And we could track them by satellite. We know that's a Mexican tree. That's an Asian tree. I mean, wow. Okay, and here's another question. Are trees in Africa, if they germinate in the United States, get carried into the winds, do we know where they are? I mean, wow. This is a whole new frontier as it relates to race. And for those of you who think I'm kidding, I'm not. This was brought up to me the other night by one of my comedian friends on a thing that we do, and I thought he was kidding. I was like, he's like, no, man, that's a true story. This is in Breitbart. Kamala Harris asked NASA if they could use its satellites to track trees by race in various neighborhoods as part of, quote, environmental justice. During a recent display on climate change, leading many to ridicule the VP online, giving rise to Black Trees Matter. God. Wow. I'm speechless. You guys have heard it. You've witnessed Kevin Jackson be speechless. Let me just go ahead and give our credit here. The KevinJacksonNetwork.com, 844-551-8255. While I gather my thoughts, Black Trees Matter. Harris, who serves as the chair of the National Space Council, visited Goddard Space Flight Center in Greenbelt, Maryland, to see vital climate science work, is what they said. I got to tell you, outside of racism, I'm so sick of hearing the word climate with anything. I don't even care. Climate change, climate hog, climate sheep, climate, Paul Bunyan. I don't care. I'm sick of it. They are shoving this crap down our throat. This is worse than a freaking vaccine mandate as far as I'm concerned. He said, as she met with scientists and engineers and received a firsthand look at how climate is studied by the space program, as well as how it provides data concerning planetary changes and their impacts, she declared, I truly believe space activity is climate action. That's right. There were people on this planet, in this country, who voted for the Biden-Harris ticket. I know. In a clip originally shared by Deputy Director of Rapid Response at the RNC, Jake Snyder, Jake Snyder's his name. Harris is seen interrupting a presentation in order to share her woke inquiry. And here's what she said. Can you measure trees? Part of that data that you are referring to, and it's an issue of, what's this, EJ, an issue of EJ, environmental justice, that you can also track by race their average in terms of number of trees in the neighborhood where people live. Wow. I'm just sitting here shaking my head in complete disbelief because I thought Tim was making this up. I just want you to understand how just pervasive race is with the left. It's to the point of, let's track the trees. I tell you what, why don't we track the race of sheep with a farmer? Oh, that's too easy because there's a black sheep. Hold on. Let's pick something else. the race of goats, because goats have, like, they're multicolored. I'm guessing here. I used to have, there were goats on the ranch where I lived. And I very rarely saw a completely white goat. Goats always seem mixed race. Especially when you eat them. Cabrito is what the Hispanics call it. The Mexicans, they call it cabrito, which is goat. I wasn't a fan of goat meat, but some people like it. Environmental justice. And I can, let me tell you where this is going. I can see an entire division of the government set up for environmental justice, making sure that there are the right number of black trees in white neighborhoods and so on and so forth. And of course, that bureaucracy would have to have what? 5, 10, 15,000 people? And your tax dollars would have to go to, you know, I could see the studies on the DNA of trees in certain neighborhoods. And then there's a whole new lingo that would have to be developed if, you know, certain number of trees were being mistreated or disproportionately cut down or whatever. I mean, can you see it? And of course, they're going to say, look at the black neighborhoods. There are no trees in the black neighborhoods because they want all the black trees over living in white neighborhoods. I mean, can you just see where this kind of nonsense goes? We're sitting here ridiculing this and having fun with it right now. I'm just messing around. But let me tell you, there are people plotting exactly what I'm telling you. As I make this crap up, there are people going, you know what, there's a pretty good idea that we should tax. Let's figure out a way to tax white people on black trees being displaced. Oh, you know what? Let's give them reparations because some trees were separated from their saplings. But we'll only do that for the Latino trees. And of course, there are hippies, you know, the old beatniks that can speak to the trees, the tree huggers. They will run this division of the government. The tree huggers. Black trees matter. So do Mexican trees and other trees, but black trees matter more. Because, you know, black trees are disproportionately messed with by the police. You know this. You know the black trees, if you ever, is a cactus really making a fist? The saguaros, I'm just wondering if the saguaro matters, because isn't that a Mexican tree? A saguaro? Kind of prickly little cactus? Saguaros matter, because saguaros look like they have their fist up. Anyway, I don't know, but I hope the police don't start attacking black trees the way they obviously attack black people. You know how that is. Oh, boy. Let's take a short break. We got a lot to talk about. How about Biden's approval numbers?
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-908-8216. 800-908-8216. 800-908-8216. That's 800-908-8216.
Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Are you being audited or investigated? Has the IRS sent you a letter demanding payment? You may not owe what they claim. Make this free call to the Tax Doctor now. Let them negotiate with the IRS on your behalf.
800-234-0316. 800-234-0316. That's 800-234-0316.
For $1 a day, if any covered appliance breaks in your home, we guarantee to fix or replace it. All makes and models, washers, dryers, refrigerators, air conditioners, and more. Guaranteed to be fixed or replaced for $1 a day. Call the Home Service Club now for free information.
800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. That's 800-413-2816.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
I think the attempted assassination of the Iraqi PM recently made Joe Biden take a bit of pause. And I'm not saying that anybody's trying to go after him or anything like that. Joe Biden's old enough to where, you know, the good Lord will probably take him before anybody would attempt to do something to him. But I think that it does make these world leaders go, maybe I'm not as popular as I was. I mean, let's face it. Let's go Brandon, right? Let's go Brandon. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson's here listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. So I'm about to tell you what you already know. I'm about to tell you what you've known for quite some time. And I will say this. This information always comes as a shock, almost always anyway, to the left. What I'm about to share with you, that will be common sense. It's going to be a shock to the left because they're, oh, are you serious? This is the way people think? It comes at them so, I mean, I don't get it. Okay, it's Biden's polls. Let me ask you this, people listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. By the way, if you want to give me a call, 844-551-8255. Do you think Biden's polling higher or lower? Just out of curiosity. I'm gonna tune into you right now and see what you're thinking. I think he said lower. Man, lower. So we've come off the heels, and I did, you know, the postmortem of Biden's loss. It's Biden's loss in Virginia, the near loss in New Jersey, which should have been a loss. Because I don't trust any place where a Democrat wins statewide election. I don't trust it. And the reason is, I don't think people are that stupid. I joke, it's tongue in cheek, but I tell people all the time, I was never stupid enough to be a Democrat. Candace Owens was a Democrat. Sheriff Clark was a Democrat. Even the great Thomas Sowell was a Marxist, a Democrat. I have a friend. He's a college professor. This dude is one of the most learned men on the planet. He was sucked into it. But most of the older people have a reason, because they looked at it as, these are people fighting. I mean, it's a wrong reason. They think that Democrats are fighting for the rights of people back in the day. They weren't. They were the same Democratic Party, just as bad. But the point is, I tell people, I was never stupid enough to be a Democrat. And I say this, and I revere Thomas Sowell. I revere this man. But there's hope for me, because I was never stupid enough to be a Democrat, and the guy that I revere, he was. He was a Democrat. Came over. Decided, you know, these people are idiots. They are not helping black folks. But I pride myself on being a gold star Negro, never having succumbed to that. So anyway, going back to this, I grew up with leftism. Well, that's not true. I grew up with staunch Democrats. You know, God, Martin Luther King, and JFK on the wall. When you came into our house, if you looked to the right, there was a little space on the wall, and it had Jesus, Martin Luther King, and Kennedy. 1, 2, 3. I'm not lying. Then you look on the mantle, there were pictures of us. But no. That was who we worshipped. At least my grandparents did. And I saw JFK was a cool cat and everything, but I knew I wasn't a Democrat. But I'm getting off pattern here, off track. So I think that America's finally waking up to this notion that, well, I don't even know that I believe that. America's already been awake to the notion that Joe Biden's a putz. He's an incompetent who... anybody who evaluates Joe Biden's career wonders, how did he survive? How did this guy make it this long? And you know what that guy did? You got to give it to him. He lasted long enough to where the Democrats had no choices, and they cheated to get him elected. And everybody knows this. It's the open secret you can't discuss. So you got to have a pair the size of Alaska, like I do, in order to be able to discuss it. But I'll discuss it, because I'm not selling out. I'd love to get the level of exposure that I could get if I towed the line. If I just said, oh, I tell you what, man, this vaccine is so great, you should get your vaccine. And Joe Biden, he wanted fair and square. And then Barack Obama was the best president. Man, if I did that, Zuckerberg would call me. I'd be at all his parties. Shoot. With my personality, Zuck would be, hey, Kev, listen, I'd love you to come to my party. You know, I need someone to liven it up, you know, and man, you're the perfect guy. I mean, you're pro-vax, you know, you're pro-Obama, you're pro-leftism. Man, I mean, no bad. Brother, I'd love to bring you in to be my little minstrel. Will you please come? Oh, well, what happened to Van Jones? And it's funny to hear, because these leftists call us black conservatives, we're the freak show to them, you know. We're the Uncle Toms that step and fetches, when in fact it's these other guys. I know, I'm off track. My producers keep looking at me like, get back on track. New poll. Following weeks of drama on Capitol Hill regarding his legislative agenda and the party's losses in Virginia. The poll was conducted by USA Today and Suffolk University just before Democrats passed an infrastructure bill and advanced a social spending package. It found that Biden's approval rating had fallen to 38%. After he had been hovering in the low 40s in recent polls. Yeah. He dropped below 40. That is huge. Because, see, they generally think that 40% is sort of the litmus test. There's 40% of the country that's left. There's 40% of the country that's right. And we're all fighting for this 20% in the middle. And Joe Biden proves that he's lower than even the 40%. He's dipped into the 38s. And keep in mind, folks, this is a USA Today and Suffolk University. These are not pro-conservative polls here. So they said the House passed this infrastructure bill, which it did, and the data shows that they added 531,000 jobs, exceeding expectations. So maybe he'll pull better next time. They see, that's what they're hoping, that we'll give you enough good news to bring it all back up before, you know, the cake hits the fan. I don't know. What do you think? Here's what I'm going to tell you. If you do your job and you continue to follow conservative media, you don't listen to the leftists on social media, and you do what you're supposed to do, Biden's numbers will stay exactly where they're supposed to stay. See, because what they don't want to remind you of is that there are Americans still stuck in Afghanistan, that China is still dictating our foreign policy and a host of other bad things, and I'll get into that because I'm out of time.
Jackson Radio Show.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented Made in America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden spending part of his Wednesday in Baltimore, the president promoting his $1.2 trillion infrastructure bill. Roughly half of that bill will go towards actual infrastructure. Home heating prices are set to rise by as much as 54% for some households. That's according to the annual Winter Fuel Book Outlook released earlier this month from the Energy Information Administration. President Biden is calling on the oil and gas industry to increase production to meet demand, which is welcome news to Melissa Verna, who tells ABC's Good Morning America the price hikes are certainly going to affect her and her home business.
I am nervous about my bill. I run a small business out of my house, and I also work full-time remote, so the cost of any bill going up is alarming.
This is USA Radio News. New inflation numbers are out.
Inflation numbers were announced Wednesday morning, and it's not good news. Inflation has risen 6.2% in October when compared to October near the end of the Trump administration. This is the biggest inflation surge since 1990. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Kyle Rittenhouse is getting emotional as he describes a deadly encounter during protests and riots last year in Kenosha, Wisconsin.
I was cornered from in front of me with Mr. Zeminski, and there were
the 18-year-old is accused of opening fire on protesters in Kenosha, Wisconsin, killing two men. He says one of the victims, Joseph Rosenbaum, threatened to kill him. The judge calling for a brief recess after Rittenhouse broke down on the stand. You're listening to USA Radio News.
It has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
I'd love to see one of those leftist vax Gestapo get a real shot, a verifiable death poke. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson's here listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com, 844-551-8255. And here's why. I just want to know that they got. I don't want that Anthony Hopkins where they do the needle and then squirt the stuff out the window, which is what I've seen. I've seen that at least on three videos. And it doesn't look made up. I can't speak to the veracity of all of it, but it doesn't look made up. It looks like people are faking it. And let me ask you this, people listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com, do you believe that the people pushing this vaccine stuff would fake it? Yep, you do. I know you do. I can read your mind. If you could read my mind, yeah, what a tale the vax would tell. Oh, man. You know they're faking it. Getting saline. But there are some people out there who are stupid enough to do it. I didn't think there would be, to be honest with you. I thought there is, if I had the world on a string, the way these white privileged lefties do, I wouldn't get anywhere near that shot. I'm just a poor black kid, and I know, don't get that shot. Are you kidding me?
I've been doing my radio show. Hey, everybody, welcome to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com.
No. Uh-uh. Now, I want to be lucid. I don't want to have the shakes when I'm doing the show. So I just figured nobody with a brain that's in a high profile is going to take that. Now look, if you got this shot and it makes you feel good and you feel safe, fine. But I'm just saying, if I had white privilege, like say an Alec Baldwin, you know, if I could just go out and kill people and get away with it, there is no way you could get me to take that shot. But you can, I'm hanging out in yachts and, you know, rolling around with the big dogs and surrounded by bikini clad babes and, you know, eating the best food. Have you ever seen a spread at one of these white privilege events? Negro, please. I would not go anywhere near that needle. You get that needle near me, boy, we got to fight. So when I think Gavin Newsom actually got the shot. Okay, so here's the story. Supposedly, so Newsom gets the shot like, I don't know, a month ago or something. And he goes in recently to get this second Wu Flu boot, what they call it. I think it's a booster. He got the Wu Flu shot in late October. Or was it a booster? I'm not sure. Anyway, look, here's the point. Whether it's a shot or the booster, he got it. It was very publicized. He's got his mask on. He's got his arm all rolled up. And he's all smiles like, hey, check it out. I'm getting my shot again. Blah, blah, blah. And he hasn't been seen since. Man. Wow. Now, if this is the case, I could be all for this shot. Not for us, but for them. I would say, you know what? I'm more willing to take this shot if everybody in Congress, everybody in Joe Biden's cabinet, everybody in all these companies giving a shot are willing to line up. We test it and make sure that it's the actual spike protein death poke, and you all line up to take it. You remember the scene in Aaron Brockovich where the lawyers are there and they're all very adversarial, and Aaron Brockovich says, yeah, the lady gets ready to take a drink. She says, yeah, we brought that water specially in from Brinkley. And the other attorney put the water down and wouldn't drink it because it had the hexavalent chloroflobic or whatever it had, right? That's what I want with this shot. I want people to say, because see, all these elitists are getting the saline shot and the placebo. They're not getting it. Except maybe Gavin Newsom. This egomaniac loves the camera. I met Gavin Newsom years ago at a big Oracle event. This is when he was married to Kimberly. And man, they were the beautiful couple, and he's Mr. Panache, you know, and all that. This guy if you have a camera around, man, he's like an electromagnet. He just gravitates to it. So anyway, he's a complete egomaniac. Where is this poster child for vax mandate insanity? Since he's gotten the shot, nobody's seen him. So I'm just going to tell you, people are afraid to say it. They've alluded to it. They hint all around it. They dance around the issue. Gavin Newsom, I bet you, is recovering from adverse effects of this Wu Flu vaccine. And you can bet, and I'm not wishing this on anybody, but you can bet there are people in California and elsewhere who hope worse. They hope it's not just adverse effects. They hope that they're looking for a doppelganger because old Gavin has gone home to see the Father. Glory. I'm not wishing any. Look, we all got to die. And God is going to take Gavin Newsom when he wants to. But I don't think there'll be many people that will shed a tear over the dude. Yeah. I would like to see his political career die. And I'm just going to tell you, don't be surprised if you find out the real story that Gavin Newsom's got some kind of an illness related to this thing. And if it were the case, what do you think the headlines would read? Do you think they would actually tell you that Gavin Newsom took that poke and then he got GBS, Guillain-Barré syndrome, or he's got a blood clot, or he had an enlarged heart, but he doesn't have a heart. Leftists don't have hearts. Leftist women have purses where their hearts are. They don't have hearts. I don't think Gavin Newsom died from the shot, but I do believe something's happened, and they don't want you to know, because this guy is too high profile. This is Nancy Pelosi's nephew, a guy who thinks he can be president of the United States. Don't be surprised if he runs next time around.
That is, if he's not talking like that.
So, where is he? What's going on? And I just really want you to understand the long-range implications of a guy like him doing this. You know, getting that ill. It would be huge. I mean, did he have blood clots? I know from my father-in-law that blood clots are painful because we have a camera on him just to make sure he's okay. And the other day he's walking and he's limping. And so my wife calls him and he says, yeah, he goes, my blood clots are, you know, messing up. So he has to go get his blood thinners and all this. He's gotten the shot. Now, he had blood clots before, in full disclosure, but they had gotten him in control until he got the shot. Now, he took it because he's in his 70s, and he's like, you know what, I'm going to die. He's like, I'm in the fourth quarter. So, or what does he say? I'm headed home. You know, I'm on third base headed home, or in the fourth quarter of his game. So he's like, you know, if it's going to get me, it's going to get me. But I want to feel safe. Fine, you know, I'm not going to argue with him. Do your thing, bro. But I would tell you, we were scared to death. And what happened? He got his blood clots came back, and we got to watch him like a hawk. We got all kinds of stuff, man. We got the off falling and I can't get up button and all of it, man. We got to watch him. But here's the other thing. My mother died from blood clots, as many of you know. So I got a father-in-law with blood clots and my mother who died from blood clots. I'm not getting this shot. It's just not going to happen. Not that my father-in-law's got anything to do with me. I don't have his genetics, thankfully. That would make my wife my sister. Anyway, the Daily Mail inquired about Newsom's whereabouts as well. That article, and they said Newsom was seen publicly when he got his Wu Flu booster shot. It was a booster on October 27. Then he abruptly canceled plans to the COP26 in Scotland. So he was supposed to go to this big climate thing. This is a lefty's, you know, moist dream. You know what I'm saying? A trip on taxpayer dime for climate farce. But he used the excuse of family obligations as the reason that he decided against this trip. And then he said he would attend virtually. So I looked it up. I said, well, if he's attending virtually, did he make a speech? Did he say something? Well, how do we know? When you say I attended virtually, did he have it on his phone and he watched it? I couldn't find any report of virtually or anything of Gavin Newsom doing anything with the COP26 summit. And he is a media prostitute, as I said earlier. Now, if things went well after his booster shot, what do you think Gavin Newsom would be doing? He'd be milking that cow for, man, we'd see everything. Look, I took the shot. Look, everything's good, man. I'm out here playing polo. Huh? Yeah, let me say this to Newsom. You should have taken that placebo, you clown.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Hey folks, Kevin Jackson here with a very important message. Stop overpaying for your prescriptions. Our A-plus rated BBB partner can get your high-cost meds for practically nothing. How do I know this? Because one of my family members saves hundreds of dollars a month. He began saving $200 a month. Now with his med changes, he's saving up to $700 a month. So does the editor of my website. Never pay full price for meds again. Look, you deserve to save this money. And this service truly works, so I wouldn't be sharing it with you. Now, here's what you can do to start saving almost immediately. One, visit the KevinJacksonNetwork.com/KevPerks. And two, submit the free form and they'll call and help you. Or, if you want a bit more information, call 800-678-5013. That number again is 800-678-5013. 5013.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
Democrats got to up their electioneering game, their cheating game. Wow. You know, every time I go back and I look at a little bit more, you know, because we don't have time to research a lot, especially when things come out. And I'm telling you, things are coming fast and furious at us. Welcome, people. Kevin Jackson's here listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. 844-551-8255. So, Justice Trump upended the hierarchy of national politics, so did Virginia voters. And not just by winning the governor's race, Virginians let the Democrats know that they have had enough. They've seen enough of the crazy of leftism, And it was one thing to win the governor's race, and it's a big deal. We count the governors. But it's funny, when Trump came in, when Obama lost in 2010, we were talking about, at least I was, and I think most of the pundits were, we were talking about the number of state houses that got swept. It was not just, Congress flipping. No, it was state houses that had been, dyed in the wool Democrats. They came in on the wave of Obama's, this idea that he was going to transform America into this beautiful utopian, non-racist, et cetera. He's going to bring usher in all this stuff that leftists know is an impossibility to have. Why? Because we have leftists. And so they got their butts kicked, but good. Oh, loved it. Loved it. One of the best days of my life was the day after the elections of 2010. That was a feeling I'd like to bottle. So Trump gave us a little taste of that in 2016 because he won against all odds. I mean, they stacked the deck against this dude, cheated. They tried every trick in the book, and he won because the will of the people came through. They did not expect that Donald Trump was supposed to be unpopular. They made it to where he was a racist. He was supposed to be hated, a womanizer, the whole deal. And he got through the noise. And the same thing is really happening right now. Take the cheating out, we win easily. Now, I keep saying that because I'm trying to reinforce this point to you. If we can stop the cheating, we win easily. So, anybody? Anybody? Yeah, let's stop the cheating. I know. Hard to follow the connective tissue here of me explaining how we can win all the time. How we can make winning easier. I said this a decade ago. I said, if Republicans ever stop with the nonsense of chasing Democrats and they focus on just making sure that people really knew what these clowns are about, elections would be easy. Why are we working so hard? When I was in sales, I would tell my sales teams, if I'm watching you work stupid and I'm your sales leader, I'm either going to fire you or you are going to learn how to work smart. People would tell me, I've got this process for doing this. And I go, how's that working? Like Dr. Phil, how's that working out for you? If you're not selling something, I don't want to hear about you. Here's my process. You want to tell me your process for failure? Sorry, I'm not interested in listening. Anyway, the Virginians got more than they bargained for because the governor's one thing. I'm glad Youngkin won. But the Democrat leaders in Virginia finally had to concede that it was a Republican sweep. And here's what AP reported. House Speaker Eileen Filler-Corn, I know, Filler-Corn, issued a statement acknowledging the GOP majority shortly after Democratic delegate, I guess, Martha Mugler, conceded defeat in a tight race against Republican challenger A.C. Cordoza. And that's an important thing to note. Cordoza, see, that is a Latino in the 91st House District, located in Virginia's Hampton Roads region. With Mugler's concession, Republicans now expect control 51 seats in the 100-member chamber. Now, here's what I will tell you, people. Pay attention. This is not limited to Virginia. See, they vote on the off years or whatever. If they held elections across this country, this is what would happen everywhere. If the Democrats can't cheat and the spotlight is on certain things, man, they cannot win. I'm telling you, folks. Now, here's the question. It's not a question. Here's first a comment. It had me thinking, what would Pelosi be thinking after watching this? And I can only imagine maps in war rooms, Democrat war rooms around the country. And these guys are coordinating, just like they do with these media mashups that we play for you from time to time. But they're coordinating. and they've got their charts and their little pin, you know, electronic pin points of where the votes came in. And you better know they have data so refined, it's ridiculous. So they got these LED maps, et cetera. And they're showing the, you know, you hit a touch the screen on a touch screen, it tells you, you know, that Porky Pig voted in the last election cycle. It's down to a science. And they're looking at these maps and they're seeing the numbers and they're going, what just happened? They link them all and they got to figure out all together, how do we cheat and win? When, and let me give you some numbers just so you understand what's going on here. Let me scroll down to this. The New York Times, they say, highlighted how Democrats were decimated in small towns throughout the state. I'm reading this. In 2008, there were only four small Virginia counties where Republicans won 70% or more of the vote in the year's presidential race. Nowhere was the party above 75%. This year, Mr. Youngkin was above 70% in 45 counties. And he surpassed 80% in 15 of them. Folks, do you understand the absolute butt-kicking the Democrats got? They go on, look at some of those rural counties in Virginia as a wake-up call, says former Montana Democrat Governor Steve Bullock. Folks don't like what we're offering them, anything or hearing or listening to them. What he's saying there, and I mean it was a convoluted way to say it, but he's saying, we're not resonating. People are waking up. I want to repeat that. Four counties where Republicans got 70% or more, not one over 75%. This time, they were 70% in 45 counties and surpassed 80% in 15. That is essentially telling you that was a red wave across the state. You take out Richmond, you know, a couple of big cities in Virginia, and you had a sea of red. Now, translate that across the country, and you start to get what I'm talking about. Representative Sherry Bustos out of Illinois, a Democrat, said this: it's not sustainable for our party to continue to tank in small town America. We've got a branding problem as Democrats in way too many parts of our country. And here's what AOC had to say. She said, we got to stop moving away from woke. People need to get, man, they are going to, that girl, they are moving away from her faster than you can even say the words. I say it on my show all the time, and you guys have heard me, and I'm going to say it again. Democrats can't cheat. They can't win. So they issued a statement, the Democrats did, and here's what they said. We spent this election cycle talking about the issues we championed and highlighting the tremendous progress we had made while in the majority. Unfortunately, the headwinds were too strong, and the maps drawn by the previous majority presented a challenge that was too great to overcome. Yeah. While the results of the election were not in our favor, our work for the people of Virginia goes on. I work to provide a smooth transition for the incoming speaker, and our Democratic caucus will work with the new majority in the House of Delegates and Governor's Administration to serve the best interests of all Virginians. You want to know how you can serve the best interests of all Virginians? Go. It had nothing to do with the redistricting. Those numbers that I just gave you is a critical blow. In 2008, under Baby Black Jesus, Republicans won four counties with 70%, nobody over 75. We didn't have a champion. Donald Trump's gone. What did he run on? He ran on Biden's idiocy. This is what Youngkin won on, and this is why they flipped that state. And this is going to happen all over the country. Stay vigilant, people.
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.